Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each artist we give week the challenge to make Europe and beyond that works across the whole of radio. For it?
The Transmission by R.T. Bustard.
It is essential that you listen carefully to this call, which will contain important information for your comfort and...
When I first came to this country, they were very nice to me. They did not throw a bag over my head and drag me to a room. They did not handcuff me to a radiator and beat me with a rubber hose. Naturally, I was bitterly disappointed. I said,
"You there, with a hat, why is it that I, out of all your visitors, I'm the only one not showing the common courtesies. Why only I?"
The man, for indeed it was a man, turned to me and replied,
"Oh brother, you would do well not to fuss and not to fret. Consider your good fortune. Many a man has left here with a punctured lung or ruptured testicles. Many a woman has left this place with her uterus trailing along behind her like a broken bagpipe. Count your blessings and do not complain. God will provide."
At the airport, I queued 3 straight days for the bus. At last, I grew the courage to ask a stranger. "Oh, woman," I said, for it was indeed a woman, "why is it so that the bus does never come?"
"Oh, brother,"
she said,
"why is it that you address me as 'oh, woman'?"
"It is because I do not know your name," I replied.
"Listen, oh brother,"
said she,
"you are welcome to wait for the bus, but you will wait alone. The bus stopped running many years ago, and if you wish to enter the city, you must find another means. Why do you not take the taxi?"
I was about to ask the woman where the taxi might be found, when a very large man walked over to us. He nodded at me politely and then violently smashed his fist into the woman's head. The poor woman fell to the ground, clutching her face. There was much blood, and though I am not a doctor, I swear her nose and cheekbone were broken. Her teeth littered the ground like the bones of a dog long dead. The man turned to me.
"Oh brother, you must forgive my wife. We're Cockneys, and our woman folk will know that they have been to talk to anyone but their husbands. You've had a lucky escape this day. Now look in the bag of my wife and you'll discover why."
I started to say, "Oh man." The expression of his face changed to one of the darkest evil.
"Oh brother, you may feel you can address me in this manner, oh man. But if you do, I'll have no choice but to kick your fucking head in. Now pick up the bag and look inside."
Nervously, I picked up the bag. My hands were shaking and it was God and God alone who gave me the strength to look inside. The taxi ride to the city was cheap but interminable. The driver, instead of watching the road, kept turning round and staring at me. He had a wild look in his eyes and he spoke but a single word.
"Metropolis, Metropolis."
I was terrified and only God could tell you why we did not collide with another vehicle or indeed be the cause of motorway pileup.
Metropolis! Metropolis!
After a while, I discovered the courage within me to say to him, "Oh man, I know that you are eager to tell me of the wonders of your metropolis. And I'm very pleased by this. But please, please, keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel." I half expected him to ask why I address him in that manner, "Oh man," but instead he turned away and began to sing in a very loud voice.
"Road, baby, road! Road, baby, road! Road, baby, road! Road, baby,
round the corner on the left. Take care, oh brother.
Kios?
Down there, past the big monument, on the right. You can't miss it. But be careful in this neighbourhood. I suggest you cover your face.
Kiosk? Kiosk?
This is Kiosk. Welcome.
Tell me, oh man, do you have a Blu-ray?
Yes, we have Blu-ray.
Then tell me also, oh man, do you have Red Book compact disc?
This is Kiosko, brother. Here we have everything.
Tell me then, do you have cassette tape?
You ask me for cassette. Do you not know, brother? A cassette is very old and very long.
Oh man, perhaps you wonder why it is that I ask for this media.
No.
I will inform you. The reason is this. Practically a contraband, you understand.
A contraband?
Look, I will write it for you. That way, if we are seen, you can eat what I have written.
Oh, brother, I must tell you, though this is Kiosk, I do not eat paper.
Have no fear, oh man. I will write upon rice paper and use the organic vegetable ink. The paper is easily digestible and will do you no harm.
Very well. I will eat. Write then, oh brother. And may the eyes of God be averted.
The collector was a large man, but I trusted him, because his hands were not the soft hands of the man who sit all day in the water, but the rough, soiled hands of the man who cleans toilets. And I said, "Oh man, when I first laid hands on the tape, I thought it was a blessing. I thought all the angels in the heaven had a plug off their wings in my honor, but it is not a blessing. It is a curse. It is a tombstone around my neck. It is both jinx and malediction in the C90 format." And the man answered,
"Oh brother, the thought of your suffering fills me with a sad range of thought. Will you not let me help? Will you not let me take this cassette tape off your hands? For surely it is a burden upon both the living and the dead. Name your price, and I will proceed to bargain with you."
And I replied, "Oh man, I would not pass this cassette to another living soul, neither man, dog, or prostitute. It can only bring misery down upon the heirs of its possessor. However, I would be prepared to part with it for a sensible price. First, a ticket for a flight of the first class type home to my country. Second, free night in luxury hotel here in the capital. I have heard the baths here are second to none."
"Oh, brother, you are correct. The baths here are indeed second to none. Unfortunately, the 5-day forecast predicts rain and clouds for the next 6 days. Instead, I will provide you with the means to visit one of our most magnificent wonders, the vast underground chambers that tunnel beneath this great metropolis."
"Oh man, tell me do. What name is given to these great tunnels?"
"Oh brother, they are called simply the Underground. A fitting name, is it not?"
"Indeed."
"Furthermore, I will furnish you with the means to dine in the richest manner possible. My sister, though her tongue wags with the ease of a branch caught in the wind, is a brilliant woman. She and her rat-faced husband run the best restaurant in town."
And I shook hands with the fellow and said, "Oh man, I accept your offer. May this tape bring you as much of the happiness as it has brought me grief. I will not shed any tears at its passing." And having said that, and carefully counted out my money, I took my leave of the tape and stepped up into the street. It was raining heavily in the city and the sky were dark overhead. I pulled my collar up around my ears, adjusted my hat, and hailed a passing cab. In an instant, I was gone from that place.
"Where to, mister?"
"Oh man, take a left of the head at that junction. There is a big warehouse on the right after the chain store. Step on the gas."
"Metropolis." Metropolis. We'll be right back.
For 3 months, I searched on eBay for a machine to play the tape. I must have visited every pawn shop, cash converter, second-hand charity joint in the city. Even the very old shopkeepers who had likely used a cassette machine in their youth could offer no help.
"Oh, brother,"
said one, a Methuselan old man with sparkling eyes and skin crinkled like unto a dried pomegranate.
"You will never find what you seek. These things are gone from the earth."
Eventually, I found a dealer who said he knew of one, a working model, in a far-off country. That brought my search to a dead stop for quite a time. "You see, oh brothers, I have the most terrible fear of flying, far worse than Erica Jong. The only time I managed to force myself onto a plane, I was violently sick before takeoff and struck by an uncontrollable fit of shaking." I had to be carried off the plane, kicking and screaming, by 7 security guards. Never again did I board one of the great flying machines that are the marvel of our age.
بقلبي راح التعب بالحب يا خسارة يا خسارة
ولو لا طلي ولا زيارة ولو لا كيف هالجار
But every morning I would wake early, lift up the tape, examine it closely and sit there with tears streaming down both sides of my face. It filled me with infinite sadness that all of God's creatures, from the lowly dog with its grating bark to the humble grasshopper with its chirruping chat, should share the gift of speech while this C90 cassette tape should remain mute, unable to raise its magnetic voice, incapable of telling its ferric secrets. I looked up, and there at the foot of my bed, dressed in her simple robe, stood my wife. Ah, she is the perfect wife. Never has she spoken without my permission, as is our Cockney custom. Though her head was bowed in respect, I could see her cheeks were also wet with tears. I gave the complicated signal which indicated that she had permission to talk.
"Oh, husband,"
said she,
"thank you for allowing me the honour of addressing the one who is both my beginning and my end. Oh, husband, I cannot bear to see you in such sadness anymore. You are my sun, my moon, and my flashlight. But now the light within you is dying. Such is the size of your misery. This little tape will be the killing of us both."
My wife was correct in this, for it is our Cockney custom that when the husband dies an unnatural death, and what death is there for a husband but an unnatural death, the throat of the wife must be let opened so that she can follow him into the afterlife, there to service his needs for all eternity. She handed me suitcase, raincoat, and ticket, and said,
"Oh, husband, God in his infinite mercy has ordained that you undertake this great quest. Do not be afeared, for soon you'll be at one with the cirrus clouds and crowd of crows that circle overhead. Go now, fly, and do not bother to read the in-flight magazine."
Thank you. All through my journey, something bothered me, nagged and nibbled at the edges of my mind. How was it my wife, she who has never left the home or spoken to another man in our 30 years of marriage, could know of the infinite and expert banality of the in-flight magazine? When I arrived in this country, they laid on a special reception for me. They confiscated my passport and put a bag over my head. Then, they dragged me to a room and beat me with a rubber hose for 3 days and three nights. I could not bear the torture. I told them everything I knew, then everything I thought they should know, and finally, anything that came into my head. Naturally, I was bitterly disappointed. Still, they were not satisfied.
What is on the tape?
I do not know!
What is on the tape?
A recording! A music recording!
Lies! What is on the tape?
Secrets! All the secrets of your country! I know all your secrets!
We have no secrets! What is on the tape?
Round and round it went. I thought I would be driven mad. When I fell asleep, they injected me with a drug to keep me awake. On the fourth day, the soldiers left, and I was given a new interrogator. From the moment they stepped into the room, I knew it was a woman. I could smell the sweetness of sandalwood, taste the odour of musk, and sense the exquisite scent of Defari frankincense. She addressed me directly, which was a very great insult. I am a Cockney, and it is custom in our country that no woman speaks until given the signal.
Oh man, are you so arrogant that you think you could enter our country with cassette tape and not be found out?
Excuse my asking, but why do you address me in this manner, oh man?
Oh man, let me make this clear to you. If you interrupt me again, I will have your hands passed through the clothes mangler 17 times and personally set fire to each of the hairs on your bollocks. When the work is finished, your hands will be flatter than the flattest pancakes and your bollocks roasted more finely than the burnt peppers that adorn the tables of the high. Tell me now and answer wisely, for I will not ask again. What is upon the tape?
In truth, I do not know. I swear upon the heads of all the grandfathers and all of their clocks. May the stones that cover their graves roll away at great speed, never to return.
And is that your final answer?
It is, O sister, whose face is rightly hidden from me. At this, the woman clapped her hands loudly. The door to my cell flew open and there was much clattering and banging. I thought my end had come, and that the breath in my lungs would vanish more quickly than the morning mists that flee before the rising sun. One of the soldiers pulled the hood from my head. After 4 days of darkness, the bare light burnt my eyes. But there before me, on a stylishly decorated coffee table, sat the object of my desires, a cassette machine. The woman took my C90, the cassette that had been the cause of all my sufferings, from her pocket and said,
"If you have ears, then listen, O man, for all shall shortly be revealed."
The woman flipped open the cassette machine door and... after some difficulty, finally succeeded in popping the C90 cassette into the rightful place. She closed the door and hovered her finger over the red record button. Note, I said record, not play. Of course, it would have been easy to cry out a warning. You fool! You will destroy the contents of the cassette forever! Press play! Play! Not record! But whether it was the all-knowing mercy of God placing the clamp of silence over my lips, or an abject fear of what this mad woman would do to me if I dared speak out of turn, something held me back. The truth of it is simple to behold.
Record!
Sooner or later, we are all erased.
Record!
The struggles and desperate schemes that occupy us while we live have no lasting value. We are but ants crawling over the hands of history. Febrile, desperately active, but entirely insignificant. So it was that I gazed in mute appreciation at that finger as she pressed down. Pressed her finger down with all the force of a rock.
You've been listening to The Transmission. Written by Marisa Makovinka Jr. III. Featuring Nada Fahani, Jack Thrush, Kate O'Mara, Tola Ilori, Luke Samuels, Tim Hussein, Mary Jo Hagger, Nigel Dockers, Luke Wentworth, and Danielle Miller.
It is essential that you listen carefully to this, which will contain important information for your comfort and... It is essential that you listen carefully to this, which will contain important information for your comfort and... It is essential that you listen carefully to this, which will contain important information for your comfort and...
Transitive End Mission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.